Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. Sarah Maniscalco Robinson is with us this morning, and she's going to be in Anita later on today making a presentation about Iowa veteran stories in their own words. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming over to our neck of the woods here for a program that's, well, very timely with Veterans Day coming up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm going to be so happy to be in Anita later on today and talking to people about what it is to be a veteran and sharing some of those stories of service that I've collected from all over the state of Iowa.
Well, and I see that the library has gotten some help through Humanities Iowa, a nonprofit entity to help out these types of different educational and important presentations like that. Is this something you do a lot of?
Oh, yeah. The Humanities Iowa grant is an amazing opportunity for some of these small town libraries to get keynote type speakers in to talk about different aspects of what it is to be from Iowa. There are so many great topics available on the Humanities Iowa website, and I'm just one of their speakers who I happen to specialize in veterans. So it's through the University of Iowa, and if you ever want to learn more about that, it's right there on their website.
Oh, very good. Well, Sarah, how did you get interested in this? What started this for you?
Well, it started probably about 22 years ago when I myself joined the Iowa National Guard. So I've been in the National Guard since 1997, since I was 18 years old, and learned how to be a journalist through the military, actually. And then as I'm going on through my career, I realized that there are some stories of our veterans that really should be told to our general public. I mean, I love sharing stories of how soldiers and airmen and Marines and all the great veterans that we have in our communities come home and also share their amazing talents with the community.
Well, I don't want to give away all of your secrets, but how do you bring this home? How do you make this personal for folks who attend?
Sure. I actually make videos out of the veterans that I interview. So if you come tonight to my speaking engagement, you'll get to see people from all over the state of Iowa, and I make these little videos that really drive home the idea of not just what it is to be a veteran, what they do in our local communities, and some of those really heartwarming stories of service and sacrifice of our veterans.
So you've spent a lot of time on the road then.
I do spend a lot of time on the road. Just in the month of November, I have 6 different speaking engagements in towns like Anita and as well as up in Spencer. And then I'll be going over to Newton. And then I have one in Urbandale. You name it, and I've been in that town in Iowa. I was just in Guttenberg a couple weeks ago. So that's every corner.
You are going end to end. You've probably also, it seems like, spent a lot of time on the road over the years putting together a lot of this presentation.
Yes, I've interviewed probably well over 500 veterans just from within the state of Iowa. But we have 240,000, so my mission is far from over. So I always encourage people during my presentation, if you want to learn how to interview veterans or encourage young people to do so, then by all means, I can teach them through a high school project that I also work on where I come into the schools and teach students how to interview veterans as Veterans Day projects or History Day projects.
Well, now, how do you find these folks, or do they sometimes find you?
Oh, I have a long list of people who contact me, definitely. I never have to go looking for veterans. They find me through YouTube, my YouTube channel, through social media. I started through word of mouth, which was really before the internet was a thing. People were already contacting me several years ago saying, oh, I'd like to be interviewed to preserve my story. And then all the stories that I do, I also take out to the Library of Congress to be a part of that collection.
Well, I do a lot of interviews with a lot of different people on a lot of different topics, and some folks say that, you know, sometimes you're going to run out of people to interview. And I always joke with them that, you know, everyone has a story. It's just a matter of asking the right questions to find the information. You've got a lot of similar, probably, experiences with different people that you visit with. How do you bring out the differences? How do you make it personal with each person that you interview?
Oh, you're exactly right that every person in our world has a story. And what I do is I try to sit down and really spend time with that person and get to know what makes them who they are. And then the stories just start coming out as you ask questions and get to know each other. And everybody has a different reason for joining the military, and everyone has a different way that they were chosen to serve. And I feel like every single veteran story is important and should be heard.
I've done a lot of interviews with veterans over the years myself, and I've always found that there are different types of approaches. Some folks are willing to tell the story. Some folks are a little tepid about it. Other folks just really, you know, it's personal. It's maybe things that they don't want to remember or don't want to recount. Mm-hmm. So they just don't want to talk about it much. You've probably run into that similar type of thing too. It's hard sometimes to get folks to open up on detail.
Oh, definitely. And I start every interview by saying, this is your story, and we talk about what you want to talk about, and we don't talk about what you don't want to talk about. It's not my job to bring up hurtful memories. By any means, if they want to talk about it, I'm there for them to walk them through that process. But sometimes a veteran just wants to talk about maybe some of the more anecdotal experiences that they had, which is just as important a part of their story as the bad part.
Yeah, because it's not just their story, it's our history.
Exactly. And I was once told, I love this statement, that once a person dies, the library of their life is closed forever. So if they don't preserve those stories, they're going to be gone with them, with the people that carry them.
Yeah. And in some instances, we lose more and more of these folks every single day. So it's really important to get these stories out now. Do you still do a lot of traveling then? It sounds like you're still, if you've got a long list of folks, you're still compiling.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Every time I get into a new town, like Anita later on today, I meet new veterans that want to be added to the list. And then I start working with their community and put together that list and set up a time to come back.
So is your program a little different to each place you go?
Definitely. I usually try to make it, catered to that community. Being in small towns, of course, they want to hear about the small town, hometown heroes and that kind of thing. And so I show them people from their community. I actually interviewed a wonderful woman named Aline Wheatley from Atlantic, and I will probably share her story tonight.
Very good. A lot of opportunity there to visit with the folks about these different types of stories. And I'm fascinated that it's not just their, for lack of a better term, their war stories. It's also the story of their lives post all of that time.
Exactly. Yeah, veterans' lives don't stop when the war is over. They come home and become a part of our community. So that is really an important aspect that I want to drive home to my audiences, is that veterans have amazing skills and they're amazing people and they are a part of our hometown.
Sarah, you sound very passionate about this.
Well, thank you. I sure am, or else I would not be driving all over the state to get these interviews and help collect them and help preserve the history.
That's why I say there are a lot of variables with these stories. We'll share some of these coming up again. Now, that's this evening at 5:30 at the Anita Public Library. There's no admission. Just come on out and enjoy the program. Will there be some different handouts and things then too, Sarah?
Oh, definitely. I hand out all of my information. So if people want to go to my YouTube channel to watch more videos, they can. If they want to go to my website, vetstories.org, to watch videos, they can do that. But I hand out lots of stuff, but I am all over the internet. If you just search Iowa Veterans Perspective, you will find so much more stuff on the internet than what I could offer in just an hour.
What do you hope people take away from these presentations?
I always hope that people leave my presentations feeling inspired to do something for their communities, and inspired to maybe just thank a veteran. If I reach one young person to approach someone and thank them on Veterans Day, then I will feel like my mission was well received.
You bet. I know as we were visiting about this, you were telling me as you talked to me on the phone that you were helping one of your children with some schoolwork and things too. It's kind of like it's a life's passion, because a lot of what you're doing is kind of like schoolwork in presentation form.
Oh, definitely. And first and foremost, my most important job is going to be being a mother, being here for when my kids get off the school bus and helping them with homework, but also be there for veterans. So I am a master juggler at that, where I'm willing to take time for the veterans, but I also try to still be a good mom and wife and veteran myself.
Very good. Well, we appreciate all that you've done to really preserve these stories that otherwise could very well disappear. 5:30 tonight at the Anita Public Library. They'd love to have a nice crowd there for what sounds like a very interesting presentation. Sarah, thank you so much. That's Sarah Maniscalco Robinson, and she'll be performing that presentation tonight. Hope you get a chance to enjoy. Sarah, take care.
Thank you so much.